Very important PSA, stop using ChatGPT for relationship advice, at least not when it comes to like something serious that has significant implications for you. A client of mine just asked ChatGPT for advice. Why she went to ChatGPT with this and not me when she's working with me or the women in my group, I don't know, but she definitely learned her lesson. I'm not gonna share the details of what happened. It led her completely astray, and she ended up doing something that she now deeply regrets and feels very, very humiliated. ChatGPT is not a person, and it is designed to tell you what you wanna hear. It mirrors, it doesn't discern, it doesn't have discernment. AI is trained to be agreeable. So if you come to ChatGPT, AI, whatever it is that you're using, and you're like, I wanna text my ex, should I text my ex? It's gonna go along with whatever you wanna do, and it's gonna make it sound like it's okay, even when it's really not okay. AI is designed to sound supportive. It's not gonna give you blunt answers like a coach, like someone like me. I am certainly blunt. That's probably why she went to the AI instead of me. It's not gonna tell you, no girl, don't text him. That's a terrible idea. It will never do that unless maybe you explicitly give it directions to do that. It's not gonna push back against you. It's gonna feed into whatever it is that you already want to do. Now, you can definitely use AI to enhance your dating experience. It's great for things like questions to ask on a date, interesting questions. It's great for coming up with journal prompts, but anything where the emotional stakes are high, talk to a human. AI cannot see the bigger picture in the way a human can. AI can't say, wait, do you really want to text him? Like, you already had this closure conversation with him. He's already told you 10 ways till Sunday that he's not interested in being with you. AI is never gonna say that to you. It's gonna placate you. Again, it's designed to be agreeable. In sum, use it for the light, fun stuff, but when the stakes are high, go to a person. I hope this was helpful. And also, one more thing. AI is not a substitute for a therapist. Too many people are doing this as well. AI is not your therapist. If you need a quick little ego boost, fine, let it pump you up, but it cannot, at least not yet. I'm sure we're heading in that direction. It is not a replacement for a human. Hope this was helpful. Make sure to follow me for actual relationship advice.